morning, people, and what it do. Good morning, people. Good morning to you. Now, what am I doing? What am I singing? Good morning, people. It is Sunday morning. I hope you guys had an amazing Saturday. And I'm just feeling great. Clearly, I can't hold a tune, but I woke up singing. I really hope you guys did not have your earbuds in. I hope you actually were listening from your speakers so that I didn't damage your ears that much. If you're new to my podcast, subscribe. Listen, what are we going to talk about today on Coffee with Queen? We're going to talk about fear. I really wanted to do a piece on Justice for Luca. Pause for a moment. Justice for Luca is a hashtag that's actually going about on Twitter. It's about something that happened in Broward County, Florida. So before I jump into fear, what we're going to talk about today, because that needs to be spoken on as well, I'm going to take a few seconds to shine some light on what happened a few days ago to a young teenage boy down in Florida. Grab that coffee. It's Coffee with Queen. What is going on in Florida? The beautiful Sunshine State. I actually wanted to visit that state by any means necessary. I haven't had a chance to absorb any of that vitamin D yet. But once again, Florida has made the news. Broward County, to be specific. Broward County. And it's the Broward County Sheriff Department that is like getting the backlash. And rightfully, they should. Luca, I'm pretty certain you can go to any search engine of your choice, type in Broward County and Luca, L-U-C-C-A, and you'll be able to pull up the most recent article on the case. It is a teenage boy, so just be cautious of his age. So a few days ago, something transpired down in Broward County at one of the local restaurants down there. A group of teenagers were rambunctious. I assume allegedly a fight broke out. Police were called and they had to attempt to defuse the situation. Well, a 15-year-old boy was getting arrested. It wasn't Luca at this time. It was another 15-year-old boy who had to been a participant in the fight. He was getting arrested. Well, Luca picked up a cell phone that fell out of the little boy's pocket that was getting arrested. Luca picked the cell phone up. So I assumed that had to have been his friend. The moment that Luca picked the cell phone up, the sheriff allegedly, however, there's video evidence to everything that's been said, everything that I'm mentioning, there is video evidence to back it up. The sheriff pushed his head. Luca turned around and said a few words, I don't know. And the officer pepper sprayed him, slung him down to the ground, and repeatedly pushed this baby's head into the pavement. To push someone's face into the ground would be obscene. But pavement? So to protect his face from being damaged any further, Luca put his arm under his face for about the third blow to protect himself. What happened after that? He was arrested. And he's been charged with resisting arrest. Where's the logic in that? And the only reason I'm really speaking about it is because I feel like as a society, it's time to do something. And not just of people of color, but as a society as a whole. Forget race for a moment. What law did this 14-year-old child break? Mind you, he retrieved a cell phone that was not interfering with an arrest. He was then assaulted by an adult and simply asked not to be touched again. He was then assaulted again by the same adult who's supposed to be a figure of authority. And then he's falsely accused of resisting arrest when he's simply protecting himself from further damage. As society, it's time to pick up some phones, pick up some pens, stop moving your feet marching, because that's not going to get anything started. Our ancestors marched enough. Pick up some phones and make some calls. Pick up some pens and write some papers. Actually, there's a petition that can be signed. And don't think you're taking sides. You're standing up and doing what you know is right. It's all about right from wrong. Unfortunately, it's the case of an adult who should be there to lead against a minor whose position is to learn. The issue here is right versus wrong. Abuse of power. Instilling a fear that has become detrimental to society. That petition, you can find it on change.org. I'm pretty certain if you search for it in your search engine, you'll be able to locate it. And the petition is simply asking that Luca be released. Think about it. Is he not dealing with enough recovering from the damage that was caused to him? For nothing. All for being black. I have a 17-year-old black son. An 11-year-old black son. It's kind of hard to remove the fact of color when you're living it. Fortunately for most, I was born with a dope perspective. I always have seen things from both sides of the equations. Whether I wanted to or not, I was born that way. You know how they say there's always two sides to a story? Or three, depending on who you're talking to? I've always been able to see and understand all sides of the equation, whether it hurt me to do so or not. That's just the way I've been born. So we still have to remove the factor of color. And we have to tackle this as a society, as a whole. But you want to know why people are so afraid to do anything? Listen, I said it. Fear. People are so afraid to be the ones to initiate change because they're frozen in fear. You're listening, right? That was one twisted circle on being frozen on fear. What is fear? Well, the Merriam-Webster definition states that fear is the most general term and implies anxiety and usually loss of courage. Fear of the unknown dread usually adds the idea of intense reluctance to face or meet a person or situation and suggests aversion as well as anxiety. Face the meeting with dread, fright implies the shock of sudden startling fear. Fear. Fear and can't go hand in hand. And the more you digest them, the longer you stand frozen. If you ask me, and I'm not talking about Elsa and Anna, I'm meaning frozen in life. If you continue to swallow nothing but fear. And fear and can't do go hand in hand. Think about it. The more you tell yourself you can't do, the more you won't do.
the more you become afraid to do. I can't do this because this will happen. Well, how do you know? And there it is, fear, an unpleasant feeling triggered by the perception of danger, real or imagined. But are you a fortune teller? Are you able to predict the future? No, you're not. Let me just stop kidding. You're not. There's no way for you to know unless you allow yourself to grow and go through your fears. You have to. It's detrimental to the bettering of your being. Fear and can't go hand in hand. The more you digest them, the longer you'll stand frozen. You want to know why so many people probably chose not to react in that Broward County situation or any situation that possibly could have been prevented? Even if it was another teen telling another teen, no, we don't have to fight. We're not going to cause a scene. We're going to relocate to a different environment. We don't have to do these things. You want to know why most people don't? Because they're afraid. They don't know what to expect. It's human nature. However, it's detrimental that you replace can't with can. Who's to say that things may go a different way? The unpleasant feeling of fear is usually triggered by a perception, and that is your perception. We spoke on that before on another episode. If you're new to the podcast, subscribe. Seriously, it's all about perspectives and perceptions. Reprogram your thought. You're sitting at a dead-end job. To some people, it's a great job. The pay is amazing, but you're not happy. You don't want to leave. Why? I can't leave. If I leave, I won't be able to do this. I won't be able to do that. This won't happen. Do you see how downing that sounds? Tell yourself, I can leave and I will leave. I am going to leave. And initiate a plan to do just that. You hear what I said? I said, tell yourself that and then initiate a plan, because nothing in life is easy. You're not just going to speak it and it's going to happen like that. What you speak will manifest in due time. If it takes 21 days to develop a habit, take those 21 days to start saying you can. And in an essence, you're going to start erasing the fear. Think about it. Follow me here. I'm going to keep it simple before I go too deep. I don't like spiders. I'm arachnophobic. If you know me, I've despised spiders my entire life. I still sort of kind of can't tolerate them. However, I've been doing this thing with my mental lately, and I've been boosting myself up, empowering myself, readjusting my crown, polishing on up, you know. So I've been telling myself that I can more. The same thing I'm giving you guys advice on doing. So I will see a spider and I'm like, yo, you can kill that. You're bigger than that. And it became simple. Something so small became second nature. So now when I see them, I'm like, oh, you can kill that. You're bigger than that. Unless it's a black widow or something of that nature that may be a bit more venomous, then that's a whole nother topic. But seriously, slowly but surely, I started to be able to not break down when I see a spider, not act an entire ass. You know what I'm saying? And even on a deeper level, I never thought that I would be able to breathe without my oldest son around. To know me is to know that that was my life, that was my breath for a very long time. And he just recently left to start his own life. He's a grown man. So I started telling myself that I can get up, I can do this. You a dope mom, you got this. You raised him great. He's going out there to tackle the world, to meet dopeness head on. You can do this. And in essence, that fear of really being alone started to fade away. Fear and can't go hand in hand. The more you digest fear and can't, the longer you're going to stand frozen. I'm going to keep saying it. That's not a quote that I found somewhere. Those are my words. That comes from Alpha Queen. It's time to start telling yourself that you can. Believe in you. The fear of the unknown is debilitating, but it is not up to you to predict the future. It is not your business to know what's going to happen in the future. However, you can influence the future by being the best you that you can be. It sounds cliche, don't it? But it's the truth. If you're not happy, change it. You have that power. You were born with that right. Change it. Change the way you think, because you can. I know you can. To most people, to know me is to think that I was the strongest person you probably would ever encounter in life. But outside of being arachnophobic, one of my biggest fears was rejection. And the fear of rejection actually caused me to lose out on a lot in life. Seriously. If you were an outsider looking in, you probably thought I had it all. I was married. I had a dope job. I was taking care of home. But none of which is what I really wanted to do. How crazy that is. She didn't want to be married. She didn't want to take care of home. That really wasn't my inspiration. Or aspiration. That's not what I wanted to do. So, I got out of my marriage. I moved to be on my own. And I was still frozen. I was getting promoted after promotion after promotion. I'm not going to say that. I got 2 promotions, but it happened within 6 months. So I'm like, yo, kudos. Everything is on the up and up. But I'm still not happy. I'm still frozen. And you want to know why? My entire time spent in Newport News, Virginia, I knew that I wasn't really at home there. I started a family there. And I knew that I was not to stay there. I was afraid to leave because I did not know what to expect. What happened? Things started to heat up for me there. My health, my home front, my mental. I could no longer hide behind fear. I could no longer tell myself that I couldn't do what I needed to do to provide a better place for my children. I had to. So I started to do just that. I started to say I can. I started to not care about if I faced rejection or if things didn't go my way. I started to not care. Because I told myself, well, this isn't working clearly. So if you do this and that doesn't work, at least you're used to things not working. So how much could it hurt? What's going to happen if you get it right? Be careful, because that's another fear that kept me stagnant. You're so used to getting it wrong. What's going to happen when you get it right? I got it right. Or at least I can say I'm still getting it right. Because nothing's ever done until you're dead. But I left. And baby, when I say I cry the entire time doing it, I cry the entire time doing it. And I don't mean subconsciously crying. I mean physically crying. I was a total wreck. What you mean? There's something new to me. I'm 34. I've probably been using this crutch of fear for about 13 years that I can realize. That's almost a teenage human being. I done grew fear up to be a whole teenager. And now I gotta chip it down. So yeah, I cry. You wanna know why? Because every time I did what I thought I couldn't do, it restored something in me that I did not know was there. And I cried. Because I was actually starting to live and I couldn't believe that I had lost so much time in my life. I had a great job. There's a lot of people who probably are just now hearing me or seeing me crawl from up under the rocks they assumed I was under by listening to this podcast, if they are. Hey, boo, I see you. I'm alive. No, seriously. I like to keep things a little light sometimes because when it's heavy, you can't breathe. And you got to be able to breathe the things. So listen, I left a great job. And I was promoted to a position where I was doing some great things. I was looked up to in that building. But I knew that promotion would only keep me there. So I left it. Yeah, it was a dope job. It was good money. Come on now. But it wasn't me. I was only there because I was afraid to really do what I wanted to do. Fear was keeping me. I left it. I left the city. I left the state. I had to relocate. I learned how to live all over again. Or should I say, by getting away and overcoming those fears, I was able to reintroduce myself to a person I had smothered, or society has smothered. She was a dope individual. She was Alpha Queen. Fear is a real emotion, and you got to understand that. Keep in mind that fear and can't go hand in hand. The more you digest them, the more you're going to stand frozen in fear. Y'all know I'm lame, right? But you love it. That's why you keep coming back. And I love it. So remember, if you're listening on any other platform outside of Anchor, make sure you leave a review. You know, if you like what you hear, leave a review so others can understand how dope we are over here. If you're just now joining, subscribe. And understand that you are the puppet master of your life. You hold the key, you're the artist in front of the canvas. It's all about you, boo. And fear is a real emotion that you have to acknowledge. It's debilitating. Nothing positive comes out of fear. So tackle it with can, and you'll be surprised what'll appear. Change the way you think, and you'll start changing the way you live. But you got to let go of the fear. Until next time, it's Coffee with Queen. Holla at your girl.